This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri Respondent versus Stephen Wiley Appellant, decided May 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, no, ED12330. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus cause number 2222, CR05701. Stephen Wiley, Honorable Christopher E. McGrath, Appellant. Filed May 27, 2025. Opinion Stephen Wiley, Wiley, appeals from the trial court's judgment following a jury trial convicting him on assault in the first degree, armed criminal action, and domestic assault in the third degree for conduct committed against two victims, A.H. and victim. Wiley raises 3 points on appeal. Point one asserts the trial court erred in overruling his motion to dismiss the indictment for violating his right to a speedy trial. Points 2 and 3 bring evidentiary challenges. Specifically, point 2 argues the trial court plainly erred in admitting evidence of domestic assault because the state failed to establish that Wiley and victim were in a domestic situation. Point 3 contends the trial court abused its discretion in admitting evidence that victim obtained an order of protection against Wiley because it was improper propensity evidence. Although a delay of 590 days was presumptively prejudicial, the trial court did not err in denying Wiley's speedy trial motion because he contributed to or acquiesced to multiple two continuances and demonstrated no substantial impairment to his defense. We deny point one. We next review point three because it was preserved for review, and deny the point because the single, isolated mention of an order of protection did not prejudice the outcome of Wiley's trial. Finally, we deny point two because Wiley demonstrates no facially substantial grounds for manifest injustice to justify plain error review. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Background. In the light most favorable to the verdict, the following evidence was adduced at trial. On April 14, 2022, A.H. was visiting his girlfriend victim at her home. A.H. was dropping victim's daughter off at the school bus stop when Wiley walked by wearing a hood over his head and a mask partially covering his face. A.H. recognized Wiley, whom he had met when Wiley came to victim's home, wanting to see his kids or something like that. A.H. returned to victim's home and saw Wiley walking out from beside victim's home and then up the street. When Wiley got within 20 feet of A.H., he turned around and said something to him, then took out a gun and fired a single shot that struck A.H. in the abdomen. A.H. retreated to the house where he collapsed on the porch. Wiley followed him. Wiley attempted to shoot him a second time, but the gun malfunctioned and did not fire. Victim opened the front door and pulled A.H. inside, then shut the door behind them. Wiley kicked the door twice, breaking part of the frame and making the door to fly off the hinges. Wiley entered the house and hit victim in the face with the gun. Victim pleaded with Wiley not to shoot her or their young son, whom she was holding protectively in her arms. Wiley eventually left. Neighbor witnessed the shooting and called 911. Police used a license one state via Sharer 673 SW3D 899 907 MOAP ED 2023. Three plate reader, LPR, to track Wiley's vehicle near the scene. Police arrested Wiley 2 days later on April 16, 2022, and matched a gun found with him to shell casings recovered from the scene of the crime. The state charged Wiley with committing first-degree assault and armed criminal action for the conduct against A.H., and third-degree domestic assault and first-degree burglary for the conduct against victim. The trial court denied bond. While waiting for trial on June 21, 2023, Wiley filed a pro se request for a speedy trial and a pro se motion for a recognizance bond, both of which the trial court denied. The case proceeded to trial on November 27, 2023, 590 days after Wiley's arrest. Before trial, Wiley moved to have his indictment dismissed for violation of his speedy trial rights. The trial court denied the motion, finding that the current setting was the earliest opportunity to try the case, and that Wiley failed to show prejudice to his defense. The trial court granted Wiley's motion in limine barring the state from referencing any prior bad acts unrelated to the current charges, including whether Wiley violated a protection order. The state informed the trial court that it was not intending to get into the possible protection order violation, and that it had instructed its witnesses not to talk about it or any other prior incidents. During trial, victim A.H. and neighbor testified. The state also called several law enforcement officers, including detective, who testified about Wiley's police interview. When asked about where he was on the D,